we were discussing that it is very easy to become Krishna conscious, provided we are able to overcome the obstacles on our path, and we are able to apply the process properly. This morning we were talking about the obstacles which are offered by our old world, the non-devotee world, Maya, who does not want to let us go. We discussed gross and subtle allurements by the material energy, and we spoke about a mature and an immature reaction to them. The mature reaction was to gather deep Krishna conscious realizations, deep convictions, which are really what you could call in English becoming core beliefs, that is the fundaments of our life. And we also spoke about seeing the world from a spiritual perspective when it comes, for instance, to people, to see them with an equal vision as pure spiritual souls. Now we want to talk about applying the process properly. What is the most important process in Krishna consciousness? I'm asking you. Siddheshwari's sister is saying?
Chanting.
Yes. Any other?
Remembering
Krishna, not forgetting him. surrendering to Krishna. Sorry?
Ali
says. Yes, he will. When he comes back to Tehran, he will do this. Good. Srila Prabhupada once answered this question by saying that 99% of our advancement in Krishna consciousness is dependent on chanting properly. Obviously, surrendering helps. Remembering Krishna is very helpful. But let us say the prime of first, the process which deserves most of our attention is really to chant the holy name free from offenses. In his Shikshastakam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about chanting in the second verse. Nam namakari bahudani jasaravashaktis tata pitani metahas madane nakala Eta drishita vakripa bhagavan mamapi dodaiva midrishamiha janina nuraga. Oh my Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings. And thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. Oh my Lord, out of your kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by your holy names. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. This is a very nice description about the holy names. Two things are said in glorification of the holy name. First of all the energies of the Lord are in the holy name. What energies are these? This refers primarily to two energies, that is the Icha Shakti and the Kripa Shakti. The Icha Shakti is the willpower of the Lord. When he sees that someone wants to come close to him by chanting the holy name, the willpower of the Lord says, let him come close to me. And the Kripa Shakti of the Lord is that a lot of mercy is given to the chanter. The second glorification of the holy name is that if someone chants the holy name, he can immediately approach the Lord very easily. Once when the king of Nepal was still living, I wanted to see him, and I had a very good friend in the Nepalese government, and he brought me right before, I forgot, was he Vijendra or what was his name, the king of Nepal? Dipendra. He brought me there. So the holy name immediately brings you very close to the Lord. But then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, expressing himself in the mood of a conditioned soul, says, unfortunately, I have a problem. In the last part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Antya Lila, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains these Shikshastakam verses, and he also, when he speaks about his problem, it's called, he does this with a great of deal of Vishada, that is, he laments, he's sad, he cries because of this problem. It gives him a pain in the heart. He says, I'm so unfortunate, durdaivam means unfortunate, that I have no attraction for the holy name. And he is really pained by this. He laments. Like when you are very sad about something, you lament, oh, alas, oh. You lament. It's not something which is of lesser importance. No, it is all important for you. You feel just so sorry because of it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, I'm so sorry that I have no attraction. And Srila Prabhupada in his the translation there says, because I commit offenses, therefore I have no attraction. Huh? This is due to offenses. In the Adi Lila, chapter 8 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that it is theoretically possible for a person to chant for many lifetimes, bahu janma, not just one lifetime, not just a few years or a few hours. No, for lifetime, after lifetime, it is possible to chant and you don't feel any love in the heart. And this is because you commit offenses. The opposite of offenses is what?
Huh?
service,
respect.
I think Varakadish Prabhu is on the right, in the right direction. Would you agree with me? The opposite of offenses is a loving mood. When you are in a loving mood, you don't commit disrespect. You just are very good and very nice. And offenses is the last thing in the world. Which comes to your mind. So if you can chant with love, that is very, very good. But how do you chant with love? You can't force love. It's coming. You can't say to you, now I have to love this, you know. My dear Sashinandan Swami, love this. Or we could say, my dear Muli, love to do this. It's not so easy by giving a command, either from outside, or if you give a command to yourself, you can't love. Love cannot be forced. However, my dear devotees, we want to chant with love to be able to chant free from offenses, okay? But there is something which you can work on, something which you can force. It's the seed of love. The seed of love is attention. Before love comes, I must put attention. Do you remember when you fell in love for the first time? First you had an attention. Wow! This person. And when the person comes in the room, you give full attention. When you talk with the person, the whole world doesn't exist for you any longer. Only this person exists. Ford is smiling, he remembers this. Yes. The seed of love is attention. You must first show attention, then love will come naturally if it is meant to happen. So if you want to love the chanting of the holy name, if you want to chant with love, you must first chant with full attention. And this is the art of concentration which you can work on. You cannot work on love so easily, but you can work on the seed of love, which is attenzione, as they say in Italian language. Attenzione. If you have this attention, it goes very well. In the Kurma Purana, there are different degrees of attention or concentration. This is describing the yoga leather. Dharana means concentration, and it means to concentrate the mind steadily on one point for 12 seconds. And then it goes again. when you are able to concentrate your mind for 12 such dharanas, that means 144 seconds, it's called dhyana, you can meditate. And when you have 12 such dhyanas, that means 12 times 144 seconds, you have 25 minutes and 28 seconds. This is called samadhi. So I want to, by this technical information, I want to show you that the Vedic scriptures, particularly the yoga shastras, know about the art of concentration, putting the mind on Krishna's holy name, or putting the mind on the object of your meditation. Now, we in a... Yes. Now, I want to give you a little illustration how this art of concentration or this art of attention is very, very important in terms of the Holy Name. We have heard earlier, when you chant the Holy Name and you commit offenses, then you can never get love of Godhead. And we said, so there are 10 offenses against the Holy Name, which you all know. Now the root cause of all these offenses is what is called in Sanskrit pramada. Pramada means craziness and it means inattention while chanting. It's considered to be a certain type of craziness because when you chant Hare Krishna, you're inviting Krishna. You're inviting Krishna as the guest on your tongue and in your heart, but then you allow your mind to wander. Brrr. Your mind is absent. Isn't that crazy? Imagine you have a guest. You have invited him to come from far distant places. And then when he finally comes, you are not there in your house to receive him. Why did you invite him? Why did you call for him if you did not want to give him attention? Because this means something is wrong with you. Imagine, I would have come to Kish from having traveled many hours. Sachi Devi comes from India. And then when we arrive in Kish, no one of our hosts is in the house. Maybe we find a note. We are not there. We are at the beach. Hari Hari Bol. This would not be proper. We would feel this would be some repair in the mind is necessary if such a thing is there. So all the offenses it is described against chanting the Holy Name are concentrating in this one offense, the root of all other offense, which is inattention while chanting Hare Krishna. If you are able to be fully concentrated, to be fully attentive as you chant, you can avoid all the other offenses. This is where you can practically work. And we will do a little workshop soon to train our attention so that it does not wander. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I am so unfortunate, I do not have any taste for chanting the Holy Name. He puts himself in the role of all of us. The reason why we do not have taste is offenses, and the root or the cause of all offenses is this craziness of being inattentive while chanting Hare Krishna. Oh. Let's look a little bit at this inattention. There are three causes of inattention. One is you're just lazy to chant. You don't want to control your mind. You just, oh Krishna, there's so many interesting things which the one-eyed guru, the TV set, has. And you go, oh, I'm so lazy. Oh, the beads. Maybe in the evening I will chant a little. Maybe. This is laziness. It's another is indifference. You are not really interested in Krishna. he is, Krishna is in the holy name, all right, okay, that's an interesting philosophical point. You are indifferent. Indifferent means what?
Pita for wood.
Yes, it is indifference. Prabhupada once said, when you hear that you can go back to Godhead in one lifetime, you should become very enthusiastic. Not indifferent. Oh, God. Maybe next lifetime. not this indifference should not be there. You should be very enthusiastic. I'm going to do it. The other cause of inattention is distraction. There's something else going on, and a baby is crying, and your mind goes to the baby who's crying, or there's some other sound, some music in the distance, and your mind goes to the distant music. It's called distraction. But if for some reason you can become, attentive, you will be able to stop this very nicely. There's a very nice example of this, which also highlights how attention is the seed of love. It's the example which I heard once about the Emperor Akbar. Have you heard about the Emperor Akbar? He was a very wise emperor who ruled India, and who had at his court many Indian saints and so on and so forth. He himself was following Islam, but it was known during his time there was a blossoming of art and culture, and he was bringing all the cultures of India together at his darbar, I think it's called, the court where discussions were taking place and so on. Once Akbar, the emperor, was tired from ruling, and he went into the mosque for prayer. He told his guards, "You please stay outside the mosque, and you take care that no one comes in to disturb me. I really need my time now with God." And so when he was reading, he noticed that there was a girl, a young woman, outside of the mosque. Somehow there was like a window and he could look. There was a woman outside, and she was walking up and down, clearly looking for something or someone. And he was a little distracted from reading the Quran, because the woman was just looking so eagerly for something or someone. Then after some time, Akbar saw that the woman was all of a sudden in the mosque. Somehow the guards had not captured her, and the woman was just still searching for someone. She was running through the mosque, and she ran right over Akbar. She didn't notice Akbar. The Quran fell to the side. Akbar fell on the floor. He immediately screamed, "Guards! Guards!" The guards were running in. What, Your Majesty? Bring me this woman." They captured the woman, who was very surprised. She had not seen anyone, and brought her to Akbar. Akbar said, "What did you do? You ran over your emperor, and you disturbed me in my prayer session, and the holy Quran has fallen on the ground. What did you do? Oh, she said, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. You didn't see your emperor? What were you thinking about? I heard that my lover is in town. I'm looking for my lover. What? Said Emperor Akbar. For an ordinary lover? You're running over your emperor and you don't even notice it? You will be hanged. You will be hanged on a thick rope so that it goes very slow, your death. Bring her away. So the guards were bringing the poor woman away. The woman said, one minute. May I ask you a question, Akbar? Okay, ask your question before you are hanged to death. What were you doing when I ran over you? I told you I was reading the Quran. And the woman said, No. You were not reading the Quran. You were pretending to read the Quran. You were not praying. You were pretending to pray. If for an ordinary lover of this world, my concentration and attention was so much fixed, how much more should your attention and concentration be fixed when you were thinking of the Supreme Lover, Allah? Huh? Now you can hang me. Akbar was thinking, if she was concentrated so much that she didn't even notice that she was in the mosque and because of her lover, and he was supposed to be thinking of the Supreme Lover, the Supreme Lovable Object, then his concentration should be much higher than the concentration of the ordinary woman. You follow the point? So he said, it's all right. Don't do it again. Or do it again. You can be free. So this is a little bit my point, how attention is the seed of love. How when you do have this attention, love of Krishna comes. See, why do we not feel chant with full attention? The reason is because we don't love Krishna. Hari Bol. I hope you will still give me prasadam for bringing you the sad news. Your degree of attention to the holy name describes the degree of your attention for God. When you really love God, you will chant His holy name with full attention, with love. If you do not love God, if it's just a mental concept, but it does not come from here, then you will also not be able to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, I hope you recognize how absolutely important it is to try to concentrate on the holy name. Do you recognize this? My point is clear, Amir? Yeah? We need now to learn the art of concentration. Muli, we need to become yogis now. And we will do this now.
Once Prabhupada was saying something about mind control. He said it in a very unusual way. He said, what is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. What is the question of the mind?
This is for a pure devotee.
He hears Krishna and there's no question of the mind. He's immediately supremely attracted. So you just hear. Hear, and then you give attention to your hearing, and then the mind will be conquered. So I want to now practice a little bit hearing with you. We will do an exercise now which makes us sensitive for hearing. Are you ready?
Yes.
We will do a little yoga exercise. We need a little fresh air. Is it a little bit too cold or is it all right? It's all right. Good. I would request all of you to do a simple breathing exercise which is explained in the Gita. First of all, sit down straight. Those who have children, when the children become restless, please, for the interest of everyone, please take them in the other room. Manas, I think this applies especially to you when they might become restless because they don't know what is mommy doing all of a sudden. So when you are ready, please close your eyes. And for a moment, just concentrate on the feeling of weight. Feel the weight of your body. Feel the weight of your legs. Feel the weight of your body as you sit on the floor. Surrender into the feeling of weight. Become more heavy. Feel the weight of your shoulders. Let them hang down while remaining perfectly erect. Feel the weight of your head. Now breathe out very deeply. Breathe in very deeply and in and out as it comes naturally. Breathe in very deeply and breathe out very deeply. As it comes naturally, don't force it. Whenever you breathe out, breathe into a feeling of weight. and you breathe out, let your shoulders hang deeper. Just try to breathe yourself into the floor. Bring your mind only to breathing. Whenever you breathe out, try to become more weightier, more heavier. Now we will concentrate on different sounds. First sound. Give your full concentration to hearing. All your attention goes into your sense of hearing. The second sound. The third sound. The fourth sound. Continue to breathe very deeply as you concentrate on more sounds. Now I would request you to try to concentrate your whole attention on trying to hear the sounds which are now on the Kish Island. Try to hear as many sounds as possible. Someone is hammering in the distance, that's easy. Move with your sense of hearing around. Maybe you hear some voices in the distance. Maybe you hear the traffic. Try to concentrate only on your hearing. Maybe there's something in the room which you can hear. Now I request you to slowly rub your hands
bring them on your eyes, like palming, and then slowly bring them away from your eyes and look into your hands as if you see them for the first time. And slowly look into the get room awareness again. Did you hear something in the room? In the end? Pen which fell down?
No. That's a piece on paper.
Some small kicking on the, yes, on the floor. I heard someone going like this. What? Breathing of the air. I think when you learn to listen very carefully, you can hear many things. Now, after having done this exercise with you, I would like you to chant with me in one voice the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and only listen to the sound of the mantra. Prabhupada said, what is the use of controlling the mind? Just hear. And we will now just hear the sound of the Maha Mantra. It helps to close the eyes because then we will not have any distractions. And we will chant in one voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. High ball, that's good. You are doing all right, but it's not yet where it should be. The chanting of the Maha Mantra can be imagined like a stream which is flowing, and you somehow have to bring your attention into the stream of the holy names. You should, you can even visualize that the Maha Mantra is passing through your consciousness like a stream of sound. We will also close the window now. And you should enter with your attention fully into the stream and not allow your mind to come out of the stream. As of yet, in this moment, your attention is not really there in the holy name, because it's very difficult after this silent meditation, where you did not chant, the mind is a little upset. But you please make an attempt by visualizing that the holy name is like a steady stream, and you just go in there. You don't hear anything else, you don't think anything else, you don't feel anything else. It's just the holy name. It's just being in the wonderful Ganga stream of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Whenever I do this, it means please stop and wait for the next instruction. Now, this is all right, but some of our participants are naturally very enthusiastic, and their enthusiasm manifests in loudness of the voice. I would request you to chant in a very soft voice, because then it will be much easier for you to concentrate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You're becoming much, much better in such a short time. I'm very proud of you.
But now we will go to a more difficult exercise. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna gives an instruction how to meditate, an instruction which is very, very powerful when someone chants the Hare Krishna mantra. He says, Yata Yata Nishchalati. Wherever the mind goes, due to its flickering nature, flickering means unsteady nature, from there, the yogi should pull back the mind and bring it under the control of the self. So we do now two things. We bring our mind into the stream of the holy name. This seems to work well with you, this picture. I think you did very well with this help. But in addition to bringing it in the stream of the holy name, whenever the mind goes somewhere else, you gently pull it back. You don't become frustrated with the mind. Oh, how could you think of this while you are in a japa workshop on the island of Kish? You just gently, without being upset with your mind, pull it back. So you can see, whenever we do this, a very peaceful atmosphere comes, and one of our members has felt the peace and is peacefully resting. This is a sign of that the atmosphere has changed. It is very, very peaceful, the atmosphere. Yes. So we will now do it a little bit more slow, the chanting. I will one time do it alone. And then when I give this sign, it means all of us chant. Yes? Hare Krishna. The alone means without anyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. See, I'm totally focusing my mind into the stream of the holy name. I only hear the sound of the Hare Krishna mantra. Don't hear anything else. If the mind goes somewhere else, I just bring it back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
It is very easily visible that giving attention is the seed of love. You can see when you make this practice in your spiritual life, where you really try to give attention to the Holy Name, at that time some feeling comes into the heart. Have you noticed? It is really magical or mystical. Because when the Holy Name or when Krishna sees that here's my devotee in this world who wants to give attention for me, then Krishna very easily comes in the form of the holy name on the tongue of his devotee and then in the heart of the devotee. See, our great problem in chanting is that we just move the lips. It's a mechanical process. But because we do not learn to pay attention with our mind, therefore, the holy name does not pervade the most important of our senses. This is the mind. At that time, we are absent-minded. Our mind is not there. Our lips are only moving. And our chanting is not heart deep or mind deep. It is only lip deep. Hare Krishna. Yeah, this is a problem. And at such a time, we commit the offense called pramada or inattention. Krishna is not there. He is like a guest who was invited, but he found out that the hosts who invited him are at the beach, somewhere else. The mind is absent-minded. Do we say in Persian also absent-minded? Like this? How do we? Yes.
That
the mind is out, yes, somewhere. What is necessary to pay full attention? I'm thinking of you when you go back to Tehran. Why Tehran, says Ali? When I go back to my hotel, I'm inattentive. There is a reason and also a cure for inattention. This is you can find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter, text 44 in the purport. No one can give rapt attention. How do we say rapt? Yeksue, yes. No one can give yeksue attention who's not pure in mind. When the mind is so impure, you cannot concentrate it. It's not possible. There's always so many things going on. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. So if you want to become attentive, we can go for, you must have pure eating habits and pure sleeping habits. What is a pure sleeping habit? It means you sleep enough for your service of Krishna, and it's good if your head is not in the northern direction. When you have a bed where the head is in the northern direction, I can see you coming to Tehran with your compasses. Then you will have bad dreams very easily. So you have to be pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. Then you are pure in action. When you are pure in action and don't do anything impure, you can be pure in mind. And when your mind is pure and there is no politics and no bad feelings, and there is Krishna consciousness in the mind, then you can be attentive when you chant. See, the attention, in other words, is a fruit of life. Huh? Attention is a fruit of life. This is an advice which you can get from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Prabhupada's purport, in the first canto, third chapter, text 44. So this was my first japa workshop number one. Tomorrow is We have to see. Yes, tomorrow I will give Japa workshop number 2. All right?
Yeah.
This is very practical. You feel some... I could see in many of you a change going on. In the beginning it was a little difficult for you to understand because there were these new techniques and there was a new sound. And so on. I will show you later, Prahlad. I will show you in great detail. Yes, that was a little difficult. But when I said to you, now put your mind in the stream of the Holy Name, you were all immediately in the stream of the Holy Name. I was very proud. I was thinking, here are many great yogis here, from yogis from previous life. And it was very, very nicely going. And the atmosphere became very peaceful. Human being could see how you were enjoying the transcendental atmosphere because you worked so hard. And then you could see immediately the mode of passion was out of the atmosphere. And when someone works very hard and the mode of passion is gone, then one feels the peace. Very good, very nicely. Please try to apply what you have learned today to your chanting of the Holy Name tomorrow, because we will do in the, when we meet, we will again do a Japa workshop, and it will be very, very, it will be a little bit more intense than today. Today we are just starting with the easy practices, but I'm so overwhelmed. I thought, well, I don't know what the devotees will do. They are, after all, from a capital town, in the mode of passion. And, when I did this Japa workshop to the devotees in New York, they were going all, or they couldn't really get the mind where it is. But it's now very important that you practice this in your daily japa. It's very important. Fourth, I'm 100% convinced if you can chant with full concentration, your whole life will be very clear before you. You will exactly know what to do. I know, Siddheshwari, when you chant with full concentration, you will be a pure devotee. It is confirmed. Yes. So I want to now see if there are some questions, and then we will make a little pause, because we have brought a surprise for you today in the evening. This evening we will kidnap all of you. We have arranged an airplane before the door, and we will all fly to India free of cost. Yes, this is our plan for today. Haribo. But we will just see if you have some questions at this stage. Yes, please first ask your question in English language, then I can think about the question. And then in Persian language. Mm-hmm.
In the morning or in the
evening? I think since we have, it will be in the morning. It will be in the morning, because in the afternoon we will all take a minibus and we will do another workshop at the beach. Yeah. Isn't it? That was our plan, isn't it? We will have tomorrow, please say.
Tomorrow we will start 1 hour earlier in the morning, 9 till 12. And then at 2:30 we will meet in beach till 5:30.
Wonderful. At a lonely place.
Yes.
And we will all go in a minibus, I think. Yes, we will meet at one place. Where will we meet?
After the class,
we should discuss this. Yes. So today we will not end. So late. We will start at tomorrow at 9 o'clock. By the way, these are British times, not Indian times. Persian times. Sorry. Okay, so then we will. You will hear a very Hare Krishna. You will hear a very clear announcement after the program, and so that everything is clear. So let us see now what other questions are there. How was it for you? It's a very interesting experience to really concentrate and give your attention to the holy name. You feel I'm chanting for the first time in my life. Isn't it? It is really amazing. And my dear devotees, I can tell you, if you learn this simple practice, it's every day you feel I'm chanting for the first time in my life. I'm discovering the holy name. Because, and after some time, Srila Prabhupada has promised, and many devotees have experienced, after some time it will be, when you chant the holy name with this full attention, and after some time you have some feeling for the holy name, then, you will see the form of Lord Krishna, and then you will see his qualities. This is how powerful the holy name is. And you will have a transcendental vision in your heart. Shriman Palat. He had a question. Good. What is your question?
It's solved.
Acha, cha, cha, cha. Good. Yes. Srila Prabhupada was asked this question, and he said, in the beginning, when one chants, one should not concern himself with the speed or velocity. The main thing in the beginning is full concentration. It's also in the middle stage and in the advanced stage. So you should, and for concentration, you really need to hear the chanting of the holy name. You should not chant very loud. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You should chant very softly. It is called the Upangsu chanting. I will do it for you. You will see, when you chant softly, your mind is automatically forced to concentrate, whereas when you are very loud, the mind does not necessarily have to concentrate. It's just going on, bang, 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 bang. So then you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Good chanters start in the beginning very slowly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And as they become accustomed, the mind is really in the stream of the chanting of the holy name, then they put a thicker stream. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's much faster. It becomes thicker. And but most of the devotees in the world unfortunately chant absent-minded. And there is no really any connection between the mind and the sound vibration. That is very unfortunate. And therefore, not many are making advancement, but they hope to make advancement. And in the future, they will make advancement. So, yes. So, then, as you are becoming more expert, the chanting is for one round is between 6 minutes and so on. There is a a Vedic time, I found in one book that there is a Vedic time, and I believe one Grantha, it is 4 rounds are chanted in a certain danda. Danda means a Vedic time frame. And I have calculated it with the help of someone who's good in mathematics, and it's about 6 to 7 minutes per round. That's the normal speed of a chanter. But in the beginning, as I said, don't think of chanting. What you can do sometimes when you are chanting, when it's going, then you can sometimes look at the clock to check yourself if you're not too fast, you know, that you have chanted one round in 3 minutes, then you know something was wrong. You were fingering the beads without, you know, the right, without chanting them. Mm-hmm. Good. Anyone else? Shri Prahlad.
When you whisper.
When you whisper. Well, there are three types of chanting, and normally each one is a little better. Loud, which is vachika, then whispering, which is upangsu, and silent, which is manasika. Manasika means in the mind. So in Vedic mantras, usually the manasika chanting, the mental chanting, is considered to be the most effective chanting of mantras, because I think you can understand, when you chant in your mind, the mind, then you have to be concentrated. Please let us chant one mantra in the mind. Let us just, I will give you the sign. Now you will sit properly. Breathe a few times in and out. And when you hear the signal, you please chant in your mind. Do it as slow as it is necessary so that you are fully attentive. It's not so easy, as you can see, but it is possible. It is especially possible when you have chanted many rounds. Then it's in the thing. Like when I chanted in my mind, I immediately chanted in the sound of the kirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. I chanted immediately because the mind needs something to work with. Now when you, the recommended way to chant is not loud, vachika, that is done in kirtan, when we all chant together, then we really go, Hare Hare! But when we do japa, the recommended way to chanting the Maha Mantra is to do it in the Upangsu style. That means in an almost whispering way, because then you get the benefit of hearing, and you get the benefit, because you have to whisper, of putting your mind to task. It sounds a little bit like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
please do in one voice with everyone. Sit properly. I will one time do it alone and then we will do it together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is good how you do it, but one thing is lacking. You have not brought your mind really in connection with the sound. That is so important. The sound is here, the mind is usually in an inactive phase. So please, again, bring the two together. We will chant as we have done. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Bring the mind to the sound. Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. So, good. Any other question? We will talk about this tomorrow, really in detail, but I want to already give a little understanding now. I said in attention there is a seed of love. That is a possibility for love to awaken is there when there is attention. You know, the seed means there is a tree inside and it might come, most probably it will come out. But still much more can be said how to develop love and chanting. I think when you chant with feeling or with love, that is the real chanting. We know this, isn't it, from our experience. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Oh, Krishna is so wonderful and one is so grateful to Krishna. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. That is real chanting. When you chant, it's very, very important that you feel some sense of sambandha with Krishna. Sambandha means a relationship. That's very important. You must feel a relationship to Krishna. You must relate the name to an actual person. Like when we all know Satya. When we hear Satya, we think of the little girl who's always so full of life and who is usually nice when she is not too tired, so on. And we can relate. There is a picture of a person appearing in our mind. So when we chant Krishna, we must also relate to the person. It shouldn't be an impersonal thing. It's not like a mantra, impersonal mantra for mind pacification, for peace, to attain a peaceful mind. In the Harinam Chintamani, it is
mentioned when Krishna is explained that Krishna has 24 qualities. And the devotee who chants is thinking about, for instance, Krishna as being very grateful for any service which has once been rendered. We know Krishna, the example of Krishna's gratefulness comes out when Draupadi is in the assembly of kings, and Draupadi calls out in great helpfulness for Krishna's help. Why does she need Krishna's help? Well, in the assembly of kings, Dushasan and other people have attack her and want to take away the sari from her body. She was just lost in a play of dice, and she's there and everyone looks at her when this open striptease is made. So Draupadi is in her daze, and she is when a woman is in her daze, she is more sensitive and more nervous, and so on. And Draupadi is totally helpless. Her husbands cannot protect her because they have lost her in a game of dice. So she calls, "Hey Govinda, hey Gopal." At that time, Lord Krishna is in Dwaraka and is just eating. Rukmini has brought a huge plate of prasadam for Krishna to eat, and Krishna hears Draupadi going. He says to Rukmini, "I have to go. One of my devotees needs me." And he appears in the hall in Hastinapur, which is very, very far away. And he comes and supplies unending material of sari. It comes out of her hand, his hand. And the rascals, they take more and more sari until the whole palace is full with sari and no one can go anywhere. It's so full. And then Krishna, later he talks about this. He says, "When Draupadi called my name, hey Govinda, hey Gopal, I felt so much grateful to her. It was such a wonderful devotional service, bhakti, for her to chant. And I can never forget this. Each day I feel more grateful to Draupadi for having called me in her hour of need, when she needed me." Prabhupada says, if Krishna remembers only two names, hey Govinda, hey Gopal, which were chanted with great helplessness, how much will he remember a devotee who chants every day Hare Krishna, and so on and so forth? Huh? How much he will remember this? And he is becoming immediately very grateful. So as the devotee chants, he is thinking about Krishna is so grateful. He likes that I chant his name. He says, Krishna says, "Thank you, you have chanted my name. Thank you." How do we say thank you in Persian language? Mercy. Krishna says mercy. Yeah. You are forgetting the very very cultured Persian language. Yeah. So Lord Krishna is immediately very, very, very grateful, and the devotee thinks about these qualities of Krishna as he has heard them. You must hear more about Krishna, Muri Manohar. Especially we should hear about the 64 qualities of Lord Krishna as they appear in the Nectar of Devotion. And I believe that is available in the Persian language, isn't it? Nectar of Devotion. In English it is available. We can read it in English.
You translate half of it.
translate half of it, then we can maybe get a photocopy of the 64 qualities with illustrations of Krishna, so that we can remember Krishna. It's very natural, in other words, that you remember the person whose name you chant. Very natural. It's very unnatural if you do not think of the person whose name you chanted. It's very unnatural, isn't it? Very unnatural. This is very unnatural. So, you can now see Krishna consciousness or bhakti is a whole process. There is chanting, but there's also hearing about Lord Krishna. That is so important for us, because only when we hear very nicely can we remember very nicely Lord Krishna's names. Lord Krishna. This I wanted to say. Yeah. So two things. Attention and also hearing about Krishna and remembering Krishna while you chant the name. And this is done automatically if you meditate about the meaning of the holy name. The sambandha or relationship to Krishna happens automatically when you meditating about the meaning of the holy name. My dear Lord, please engage me in your service. It's like a prayer, then you think of Lord Krishna. This is the bridge, so to say, which helps us to think of Krishna, to meditate about the meaning of the holy name. Or if you want to make it very simple, the meaning, please accept me. Krishna, please accept me. And then the relationship with Krishna is there. Oh yes, now I remember. That's why when you chant Hare Krishna, it's a mantra which the New Age people or esoteric people or yoga people, they have very great difficulties in really chanting it with feeling. For them, it's much easier to chant Om. Om. Because they don't have a relationship with Krishna. And then it's much, much easier for them. Mm. Only someone who has a relationship to Krishna, such a person can find it easy to chant Hare Krishna. Of course, if you chant very meditatively and very low, on a low pitch, then they can also chant, these New Age people. There's a certain style how you can chant. When you chant with non-devotees, you shouldn't chant so high and not so fast, because they don't feel the same ecstasy as devotees feel. So you got to make it simple. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord Prahlad, there are other devotees, but I will come back to you. We'll remain here and we will come back to you. Yes, Lord. I would recommend you, when you chant, to meditate in your mind about the meaning of the holy name. Once you are chanting with a consciousness what the chanting means, you will automatically connect with Krishna. You can not think of Krishna when you chant with an awareness of the meaning of the holy name. So the problem in japa is that devotees do not establish consciously a relationship with Krishna, and because of not bridging over from their situation to Krishna, therefore it is that they feel isolated from Krishna and think it's more a self-purification process and not something which is related to Krishna. So I recommend you to think about the meaning of the holy name, and so on. But I agree that when you do japa, it seems to be very much more a private activity. Your perception is not entirely wrong. It is right. It's easier when you serve devotees and
when you do kirtan, to think it's for the pleasure of Krishna. And chanting japa is also, you're right, it is a self-purification activity. I remember we were with Prabhupada in Bad Königstein, that's a town in Germany, and Prabhupada was challenged by one of the listeners. He said, this sounds, this chanting is like a self-hypnosis, he said. Prabhupada said, no, it's self-purification. Prabhupada would be very correct and exact all this. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Hare Krishna. Any other devotee? Yes. You just are in a peaceful situation and so on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you like to pose your question in the Persian language?
So you need to hear, to concentrate now very much.
I will talk now about experiences, the nature of perception. Okay? This will be a little... It is easy, but you need to concentrate.
So on the first level of perception, we find what is called pratyaksha. We see what we see with our eyes, what we hear with our senses. It's material perceptions. These are also the things when we, which appear in our mind, if we close the doors of our senses and we think of the sounds, and we hear the sounds in our minds, and we see the forms in our minds. This is called pratyaksha, both by the material senses, but also by the mind. Then we go one level higher. It is paroksha is in Sanskrit the word. Paroksha. I was not getting it right. This is what we get through the external senses. That is what we get through the internal senses. Like when we think of the form, and when we hear sounds. Like after a music concert, we may go through the town and we hear li 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 li. We hear it in the mind. Huh? Then comes another level, which is called aparoksha. It's something which we have not heard, which we have not seen, but someone told us about it. Aparoksha, aparoksha. For instance,
I was once in a war between Serbia and Slovenia, and I can tell you, there was this attack on Ljubljana. I was in the midst of the hall, and they were bombing the town, and the glass in the hall was falling, and you will get some idea by, not by what you have seen and what you have heard, but by what I tell you. You get an idea or a perception by what somebody else tells you. And then comes here one point where all perception stops. Hare Krishna. This is the Brahman realization. You only feel peace and happiness. It's something, and it's very difficult to express it. It happens, by the way, to a normal person who goes to sleep and who goes into what is called deep, dreamless sleep. When you wake up, you feel so happy. Someone asks you, why are you so happy? The only explanation you can give is, I don't know, I slept very good. But what has happened is that for a moment your mind was going into a deep, dreamless state. And according to Vedic understanding, in this state you came very close to the Lord who is in the heart and whose effulgence, that is light of Paramatma, you have touched without you knowing. It was not a realization as that I'm coming close to my Lord. You were just entering for a moment in time into the effulgence of the Lord, the same effulgence which is there in the Brahman energy. You follow? That's why you're so happy after a sleep, and you feel so rested, and you feel like, wow, let's conquer the world, I'm very enthusiastic, you know. Have you felt this? I'm a great sleeper, especially in Quiche, where the oxygen is more. So that is there. Now, listen very carefully. Beyond this state, where all material perceptions stop, and you feel the energy of God, perceptions can continue. The next is the I must tell you very honestly, for at the moment I have forgotten the termina, but it's not a problem. It's a perception of the Lord in his majestic form, who is totally beyond the material perception. It is beyond this point. It's the Vaikuntha aspect. And finally, you come here, Aprakrita. It is the realization of Lord Krishna and his divine pastimes. Why is it called Aprakrita? What is Prakrita? Prakrita means the material nature. It's a negation. It's not the material nature. Why is it called Aprakrita perception? Well, because it seems to be very similar. He's playing, he's herding the cows, he's stealing butter, but it is totally different. It's beyond this point of no perception any longer, peace, and so on. So through these Vedic mantras, Shrim, Klim, Om, they are called beach mantras. You can read about these mantras in my book, the Gayatri book. I have 4 copies with me, by the way. You come to this thing, and to this realization, this point zero, so to say, of perception, that the peace. But beyond the peace, the whole world starts. The whole transcendental world starts. The Krishna core. Devotees pray, my dear Lord, I do not wish this peace which takes away my love for you, my realization for you, which takes away your face away from me. They don't want this peace. Peace is only interesting when you have so much pain, so much worries, you know, like a sick man, he will think, so much trouble, here I have pain, I just wish I would have some peace, you know, when some painless zone. But a healthy man wants to jump around, go with a rope, he wants a whole different life. He is not just a peaceful man. A man who is sick just thinks, I want to stay in bed, just no pain any longer, just be there, and so on.
but the real life is somewhere else. These points are very are explained in the book, the Gayatri book. The Gayatri, they, I've written one book called The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. The Gayatri book is one step further. It is a continuation. And now at the moment I'm writing a third book on this subject matter of mantra. It's called The Secret of the Holy Name. Nam Rahasya. I'm already collecting and so on. Krishna. So my dear devotees, I would suggest, it's now 8:10, I know there are still some questions in the air, but let us make a pause. Otherwise, it's too long. We will have a pause of 10 to 15 minutes, and we will put everything up. Maybe, human, you can tell Gaurahari to bring the projection, and then I will kidnap you and take you to Vrindavan. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna.